The world is a beautiful but challenging place to live. And let's face it, life hits hard sometimes. So if you find your hopes and dreams and mental well-being needs a boost, you're tuned in to the right podcast. Welcome to Inspire Us with your host, J. Paul Nadeau, a former hostage negotiator turned motivational speaker and acclaimed author of Take Control of Your Life. And now, here's your host, J. Paul Nadeau.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Us. I am your host, J. Paul Nadeau. And if you've been following this podcast, the last couple of episodes, I've been reading from a book called The Zen Monkey and the Lotus Flower, 52 Stories That Will Change Your Life. The book was put together by Tempa Yeshe, who also comments on the stories. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read one of those stories to you, and then I'm going to read the author's comments, and I'm also going to add my comments. For many of you who have been following me, you know that I've written a couple of books on how to beat self-sabotage. One is called Take Control of Your Life, and the second one is called Reset. And I've been studying self-sabotage and how to conquer it for many years, and that comes from my experiences having worked as a hostage negotiator, having worked as a criminal investigator in the sexual assault and child abuse unit, and having helped countless people over the years. And I've really been fascinated by how we can change our circumstances by changing our mindsets. And I'm hoping that you're getting something out of these stories, because you are stronger than you can possibly imagine. And you can handle just about everything. So let's get started with the story. And as you know, I'm going to start playing some soft music, and I'm going to be doing my reading of the story. And when I read this and the comments that the author has and my own comments, I want you to open your mind to the lessons and the philosophies that we are sharing with you. And I want you to imagine how you can apply this to your own life. We all know that life ain't all rainbows and sunshine. It can be difficult at times, but we can change our circumstances. So let's get started, shall we? The Clever Monkey and the Gold-Plated Watering Can. In the misty heights of the Himalayas lived a wise old monkey named Bodhi. Bodhi was known for his cleverness and his ability to solve tricky problems. The animals of the forest often came to him for advice. One day, a hare came to Bodhi with a gold-plated watering can. "I found this watering can," the rabbit explained excitedly. "It's so beautiful and shiny, I want to keep it. But I don't know what to do with it. I don't have a garden to water." Bodhi looked at the watering can and then back at the rabbit. "Rabbit," he said, "it is true that the watering can is beautiful, but what good is it if you can't use it? It will only become a burden if you carry it around without using it." The rabbit looked sad. "But I don't want to give it away. She's so beautiful." Bodhi smiled. "The beauty of a thing is not only in its appearance, but also in its usefulness. Why don't you give the watering can to someone who can use it? Perhaps a deer can use it to quench its thirst, or a bird can use it as a bath. In this way, the watering can will be both beautiful and useful." The rabbit thought for a moment about Bodhi's words and recognized the wisdom in them. He thanked Bodhi and went off to find someone who could use the watering can. So, what can we learn from this story? Well, the author says that the story of the monkey and the gilded watering can offers us several important lessons that we can apply to our own lives. First, this story shows us that the true value of things often lies in their not only in their outward appearance, but in their function or utility. In the context of our own lives, this can remind us to appreciate the true value of things, people, and experiences, rather than being blinded by superficial material aspects. It can also inspire us to practice more sustainability and conscious consumption in our own lives. Furthermore, the story illustrates the burden of unnecessary things. The rabbit in the story was burdened by the watering can, which he could not use. This is an analogy to our own lives, where we often own or hold onto things that we don't really need or that are not of use to us. Such things can be a physical burden as well as a psychological one. The story therefore encourages us to rid our lives of unnecessary baggage and to focus on what is essential. Finally, this story shows us how sharing and giving can be a joy. The rabbit was encouraged to give the watering can to someone who could use it. The generosity brought joy not only to the receiver, but also to the giver. This reminds us that sharing and giving what we have not only helps others, but can also bring joy and satisfaction to ourselves. And those are his thoughts and or her thoughts. And I would like to add a few of my own to that. It's so true that we often hold on to something that may not serve us at this particular time in our lives. Even looking around my own place, I could see that I've got some cleaning to do, and there's a few things that I've been holding on to that are unnecessary, and they're just accumulations. This can also be people in our lives. You know, a person, a beautiful person on the outside may not be a beautiful person on the inside. And if someone is dating a beautiful person simply because they're beautiful on the outside, what are they really doing for that person's life? So I think that this applies not only to materialistic things, but also to people. Is that beauty has to be from the outside and the inside for us to appreciate. And also sometimes it's just from the inside. Let's examine our own lives. Let's take a look at the things that may be surrounding us that we're holding on to that maybe we should just let go of. That may be a person in your life. I don't know. But for me, I'm going to be going around my own place and giving some of the things that I have away because I have no use for them anymore. I've heard that if you're holding on to something that you haven't used in a year or two, it's probably time for you to get rid of it. And we are a collection of things. We're collectors, right? We collect so much. And I'm not talking about everyone, but many of us are. Many of us buy things that we really don't need or hold on to things that we don't need. So maybe it's time to do a little bit of cleanup in our own lives. So those are my thoughts for today, and I hope that this story has helped you. I certainly have appreciated it, and it's reminded me that I have some cleaning up to do in my own life. So thank you very much for following me and leave your comments. Remember that you are in control of your life and that your circumstances don't dictate who you are or what to do. You dictate your circumstances. Take control of your life. And as this story has told us, maybe it's time that you examine your life. You go into a little bit of self-examination or just check the things around your house to see what it is that you need and don't need, either physical things or even personal things. Make a change. Go on out there and live your life with intention. I'm J. Paul Nadeau, and I wish you a very wonderful day.